Harvey Wells is the proprietor of a business called Lower Tech Bills. LowerTechBills.com is his website. Hi, Harvey. Will you help me out today?
Hey. Greetings from Charlotte, North Carolina, where it's already spring. And yes, I'm happy to help.
Oh, yeah. Pardon me. It sounds like you're on vacation, and now I'm bothering you, aren't I?
No, not at all. This is great stuff. I really appreciate being on, actually.
Well, you all... Okay, so you come on often, Harvey, and you talk with people about how to lower their tech bills. You said many times, sometimes people have two Netflix accounts and not even realize it. We were looking at my mom and dad's charge card statement, and we noticed that there was their charge on their charge card, they had a bill from Amazon, and it was for their purchases, but it also indicated what their Amazon Prime, their TV watching cost was. So you pay for Amazon Prime, and there's that bill, but their bill was like $130 or $150. And we thought, what are you guys watching? And we clicked through, we'd see that sometimes they were paying $6 to watch a movie on TV. Okay, I don't know if you do that for Prime. But then we thought, no, something else is going on here. And that is that they had premium channels that they were also paying for, like BET, the Black Entertainment Television Network. My mom and dad are paying $5 a month for that. They're not really in the Prime demo for BET, what with them not being able to see and hear and all, and also them just not knowing what BET is. They were paying about $10 a month for the outdoor channel. Mom's not into hunting. They were paying for a premium BBC and Masterpiece channels. It was some of these things we'd never heard of. And it came to about $130 a month. We called then Amazon, and lo and behold, the very nice, helpful guy said that he would subtract 3 months of the bill and charge it back to their credit card. So they were getting credit, and then he was going to cancel all those extraneous services. What we don't know, Harvey, is how did they get those monthly recurring charges on their bill? And I believe, because I was trying to talk to this guy, he made it sound like sometimes they'll click on a show and now they're watching a show on a premium channel for which they don't subscribe, and it automatically has a recurring statement. Now, every month they're getting charged for a bill they didn't know about only because they wanted to watch one show. Okay, that's what I think happened to me over the weekend. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a cautionary tale, John. It's one that I see often, actually. And I'm not a lawyer, but I'm not going to try to play one on the radio either. But there is something called a negative option. And what it means is you really have to click on something in order for that to happen. And what often happens is someone will see a show, like you said, that they like, and it's on a premium channel. And what will end up happening is they will click on that, not realizing that that automatically will subscribe them to the service. So let's say I want to watch Masterpiece Theater, and I see that this BBC channel that you have to subscribe to only offers that. And I'll go, I want to watch that, and I'll click on it. What I really did was to click on to subscribe to it. So there wasn't a negative option. I actually had to do something, and that is actually click on the service. But once that happened, it sets into motion a series of actions that maybe somebody didn't realize, and that is you have a credit card that you put down on Amazon when you first signed up for Amazon services that obviously they charge you for when you buy that widget. But they also can use that credit card to charge you for the BBC service that you didn't realize you charged. And that's an ongoing service month after month after month. And it also happens with so-called free trials, where you get a, let's say, a 7-day or a 1-month free trial for a service. And Prime offers dozens of different opportunities to do this. And you don't realize when you click it and you've taken that option to click, as soon as you do that one action, the other action happens, and then there's charges. And it's up to you, unfortunately, to unsubscribe.
That's why I don't like, and I know you often suggest, don't pay forever for Netflix or Prime. If there's a show that comes on, take the free subscription, pay for it as long as you have to, but then unsubscribe. But if you forget, now you're on the wheel. But I don't even think
that's what I do, John. And literally what I do is I put in my calendar every time when I do for a free subscription or whatever, I have my calendar and I put in big, bold letters, unsubscribe from whatever it happens to be. So I remember to do it. I had an NBA free trial for the NBA TV recently, and in my calendar, and I had forgotten, and lo and behold, it popped up 2 days before my trial ended, and I unsubscribed to it. But you have to take the action. Otherwise, you're going to continue to be charged month after month. And it's horrible. I see this all the time, John. It really is something that once we click, like I say, once we subscribed, we're in.
And I'm sure that there's, like you said, it has to be in the affirmative, so it doesn't automatically happen, but it says, do you want to subscribe? And they hit the button, yes. But I'll bet it didn't say in great big letters against a red background, hey, John and Mary, so you know, this is going to cost you $100 a month with all of these things we're racking up, because this will be a recurrent, you know, I mean, it. I guarantee you they didn't know that. They had no idea they were paying that much.
Most of my clients are of a certain age, okay? We're all boomers that are my clients. And boomers have been led to believe that they can just... We went through life not worrying about these subscription things. It was all done on paper. Now that everything is done digitally, we will sometimes not remember that we subscribe to something or that something is there and they're watching it and they're happily watching it and they think it's free and it's not. So I see this often. And like you said earlier, I oftentimes will see people charge two or three times for the same service. They might have subscribed to Prime for Netflix. They also might have subscribed to Netflix. And they might have also subscribed to it through Xfinity. And I've literally seen three different subscriptions for a service. You got to be very diligent.
One last thing. So if I do want to unsubscribe to something, this will sound stupid. How do I do that?
No, that's not stupid. And believe me, it ain't easy. First of all, let's just say take Prime for an example. And they're very good at customer service, by the way.
They were on the phone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the best way to do it is to have the username and password for your account, whatever it is, whether it's Hulu or Netflix or Prime, whatever, and then go online and you will see a list of all the subscriptions that you have and just uncheck them. Short of that, you need to call. But be so careful, John, when you try to call one of these services, because let's say you want to call Prime. And you did the right thing by calling Prime, but a lot of times these scammers will buy the numbers on Google, so you'll look up Google, Amazon Prime, and it's not them. It's actually somebody in another country who bought that, and now they're going to try to charge you and get your credit card number. So always look for the service on your credit card statement, if possible, because they usually give you the phone number. But be double careful calling customer service to make sure that it is actually them. That okay. gets into a whole different topic that we can talk about another day on how these scammers are buying numbers of customer service and it's not them.
Well, I've run into that if I was one digit off on the website or on a phone.
Exactly.
Everybody pay attention to that. And Harvey, enjoy your vacation and let's you and I visit in studio when you get back in town.
I'd love to. LowerTechBills.com and thank you for calling anytime.
Harvey Wells is the founder of LowerTechBills.com.